I love this word. We'll never grow old.
Thank you. I'm glad I know the Lord. Come ahead, Terry. Brother, you got a testimony?
Yeah, I bless you, Pop.
Bless him,
Lord. I just want to say I love the Lord, and I'm glad our church can come here and sing.
Yeah.
And, you know, He's done an amazing work in my life the last couple months.
Yes,
since I've been home.
Amen.
I don't want to go too far into detail, but He's done an amazing turnaround in my life, and I'm thankful for it. And I just want to give Him the praise and glory for it.
Amen.
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 Bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else got a testimony? Amen. It's good to be at God's house one more time tonight. It's good to see you here. We appreciate you coming. Special welcome to our visitors tonight. Let's just obey the Lord tonight now. Just do what He lays on our hearts to do. I guarantee you, I've often wondered, Brother Billy, what kind of service we could have if everybody just obeyed the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the Holy Spirit tells you to do something. Amen. Don't quench Him.
Right.
If you quench Him, you'll grieve Him.
Right.
And He'll be offended and He might leave. Amen.
Right.
Amen. So let's just obey the Holy Spirit tonight. Amen. Just obey, just do what He says to do. Amen. I tell you what, I like to see strange things happen in God's house.
Amen.
Amen. I really do. And I tell you what, I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm headed to that place where I'll never grow old. That's hard for me to understand. But we'll never get tired and we'll never be weak. Amen. I'm looking forward. Amen. Amen to going home. Amen. I really am. And it's just great to have a wonderful service last night. I'm looking forward to what God's got in store for us tomorrow.
Amen.
If you will, pray real hard for Brother Lonnie Poor tonight. And just keep him in your prayers, and that God would just touch him. Amen. And anyone else got a unspoken prayer request tonight? Amen. If the ladies want them in on this side, gentlemen on this side, we'll have an altar of prayer tonight. Let's keep the service in our prayers. Keep Brother Billy in our prayers tonight. Amen. That God will strengthen him, give him, amen, what he stands in need of. But go. Take the Lord in prayer.
I will stand in grace and ship my heart and help me build my
heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I bow before you tonight. I thank you, God, that has blessed me in this place. I want to bless you with the gift of my soul. I'm going to come in and ask you to have the Lord and the Son of God. I'm going to give you my letters. God, I'm going to come to you. God, I'm going to come to you. God, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Well, I say we appreciate what you believe.
Pray your hope.
Yes.
And what's not, I'm going to ask him to come around.
Amen.
Whatever the Lord's got on my heart, I appreciate those damn employees.
Amen.
So y'all come around and make sense at home tonight.
Bless the Lord.
Bless them, Lord. Amen. One, two.
There you go.
Thanks, Ben.
It's all in the ready.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The water's good with
it. One more. Need one more.
You sure? Okay.
Before we sing, we'd like to say that we're thankful to be here tonight. And so we're not here for any other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So, church, let's worship God. Amen. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Family. Good singing. Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Would you enjoy the choir?
Amen.
Yes.
I love the Lord. Brother Ted.
Amen. Amen. Come on, brother.
God bless you all.
Touch him, Lord. Use
him. I'm glad I know my Redeemer lives.
Amen.
Amen. I'll see him face to face one day.
Yeah.
Thankful for that tonight, for his mercy and his grace and the privilege we have to gather in the Lord's house tonight. I'm thankful for all he's done for me. Never want to hesitate to let him know how much I love him and appreciate him, and so thankful for that he's done in my own life. But I ask tonight that you pray that we might, for just a little while, maybe say something that might help you and encourage you, and whether you realize it or not, we're on a journey through this life, and we don't know what tomorrow holds for none of us. I thought about, and I want to share this with you. I talked to Brother Lonnie today. We talked a good while, and I shared a little story with him that I read years ago, and sort of stuck with me. And they were two sailors out on a ship out in sea, and they put them on night watch and put one of them on the stern, the other one on the bow. And that night it came a storm in the sea, and one of those sailors were washed overboard. And the next day they began to investigate to see what took place and what happened. And they found out that the sailor that washed overboard was in a more secure area from all the elements of the storm, and couldn't find out why that he washed overboard and the other one was saved. But they found this out, that that washed overboard didn't have nothing to hold on to.
Yeah.
I'm glad tonight, no matter what comes, I got something to hold on to.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad that I'm led by a nail-scarred hand tonight. Amen. No matter what comes, and I don't know what tomorrow might bring in my life, and don't know what it might bring in your life, but I do know who's in control. Amen. And I've tasted enough of the good gifts that I'm going to stay with him, amen, tonight. I'm going to trust in him, and I'm going to live for him tonight, because he's been so good to me. Everybody in this church house could stand up and tell how good the Lord's been in their lives, and where it brought them from, where they are now. I like to look back sometime and see where I used to be. How much of God loved me. How that he came to where I was. Amen. And saved my unworthy soul tonight. Amen. I get a little excited every once in a while. Amen. Brother Joe said, well, how goes it, you? I've grown a little bit since I've seen you. I mean, I've always been a big man. I was a big boy. I couldn't run fast. Amen. I couldn't catch the ball like everybody else did. And they'd go to choosing up teams, and I didn't nobody want me. But I read in the book of John where it said, I've chosen you. You ain't chose me. I'm glad he wanted me tonight. Amen. And he wants you. He'll save you if you'll let him. If you'll come and cry out to him. The Bible said he'll have no wise cast you out. Brother, you can get something tonight. Amen. That'll be eternal in your soul. But you gotta desire him. You gotta want him. And if you'll do that. He'll come to you tonight. Amen. And he'll save your soul. First Kings chapter number 19. And I want to read these very familiar scriptures. And you pray now that God will just touch and move. First Kings 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. And with all how he'd slain all the prophets with a sword. Then Jezebel sent a message unto Elijah saying, so let the gods be do to me and more also. If I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. When he saw that, he rose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey in the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough, and now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father. And I lay and slept under the juniper tree. And behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he took, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Our Father, we are thankful, Lord, again for the grace that's sufficient, Lord, for our every need. I thank you, God, tonight, Lord, for allowing us that we might gather again and worship you. Lord, we thank you for your precious word, because out of it comes instruction, Lord, for us to follow. Now, God, I tell you, pray that you take this vessel of clay tonight. Use it for your honor and glory. Maybe I'll be able to stand and proclaim your precious word. And God, may your word prick hearts tonight. Encourage the discouraged. Lift up the lowly. Edify the church, Lord. But most of all, I pray that you might save the lost. God, may the needs be met according to your will. And when you grant it, we'll praise you. And we'll thank you, and we'll give you honor because we love you. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. And I want you to look for just a few minutes at these scriptures tonight. I read them to you. Talking about God's man. Elijah just fought a great battle. I got a great victory on Mount Carmel. There the Bible said they slew the prophets of the grove and the prophets of Baal. Amen. The fire came down and God showed them who was in charge. Amen. But listen to me tonight, church. About after every victory, you're going to experience a valley. Yes, sir. Amen. Elijah got a message from Jezebel and said, about this time tomorrow, I'm going to do the same thing to you that you done to my prophet. And the Bible said he fled for his life. I went out in the desert. I left his servant. I went a day's journey. I sat down under a juniper tree. How did you know this man? If you'll read the Bible, find out that Elijah was a praying man. I prayed fire down from heaven. For that he prayed and stopped the rain. But you know something? This is the only prayer I ever read that God didn't answer. Yes, sir. He said, Lord, take my life. I'm no better than my father. Amen. And have you ever been there? Brother Teddy, I have. I've been there a long time. I've got discouraged. I've got down and out. And I've come to a place a lot of time and said, don't nobody care. Why should I? I'm just going to quit. Amen. But it ain't long till something goes to churning down in my heart. And let me know how good God's been in my life. You know, let me tell you something, folks. How the day the Lord saved me. He didn't promise He'd fill my coffers with gold and silver. He didn't promise that it'd be joy unspeakable all the way. He didn't promise I'd have health and well-being. But He promised it. Billy, I'll go with you all the way. Well, praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And He ain't never let me down on His promises tonight. So when I get discouraged and I realize it ain't in my control, no way. It's in His hands tonight. Amen. Elijah got discouraged and he sat down and prayed to die. Amen. Out in the wilderness. And the Bible said he sat there and he went to sleep. Amen. It wasn't long. The God sent that angel. And the Bible said it. Said he says, arise and eat. Amen. The Bible said there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruise of water's head. And the scripture said then, I said he went to sleep again. Amen. I'm glad God don't give up on us, ain't you? Yes, sir. Tonight, cause the next scripture said, the angel came unto him a second time. Amen. And he shook him. And he said, Bill, he said, Elijah, arise and eat. For the journey that you're on is too great for you. Amen. Tonight, I'd like to preach for just a few minutes, the Lord will let me, on this thought. We need strength for the journey ahead. Yes, we do. We can't do it on our own, Brother Teddy. No, sir. I don't know what I'm going to face tonight. Throughout the rest of the days of my life. Let me tell you tonight, church, I'm not afraid to die. Amen. I'm prepared to leave this world. But what scares me is what I got to face between here and the graveyard. Yes, sir. And boy, there's going to be times in my life and times in your life that we don't understand what's going on. So therefore, we need something to strengthen us to carry us on in the days ahead that we might just live a life that's pleasing and acceptable. born to God. Amen. Tonight. I say arise and eat. The journey on is too great for you. First of all, I want you to look. God gave provisions for him to continue on. Yes, he did. And God give me and you provisions to continue on in living and serving him. Tonight, folks, you listen to me tonight. It ain't a lot of times it ain't easy. Amen. Trying to live for the Lord. I know the Bible said the way of a transgressor's heart, but I tell you what, the Bible said this is a pressing way. Yes, sir. It ain't easy sometimes. Trying your best to serve the Lord. No, sir. And then when the storms hit our life, and that old devil rise up and says to you, if God loves you, you wouldn't be in the situation you're in. Have you ever heard him say that? He'll do it tonight. Amen, my friend. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. God's been too good to turn loose. Amen. Amen. He's brought me this far. And I don't believe he'll leave me. Amen. In my last hours to you. Amen. We need just to rely on the provisions of God. Amen. Tonight, I don't never forget. I heard Brother Raymond Cook say one time. He said that he believed when old Paul was over there in the prison. Amen. Writing to young Timothy. And said, Timothy, come before winter. Amen. Because, amen, he said, amen, them old dungeons was cold. Amen, old Paul's body got cold, but this is what he said. He said, Timothy, go by course over there. I left my cloak and said, there's some books there. But especially, get the parchment. You know what the parchment was? It was the old scrolls. Amen. Maybe the devil's talking to Paul. Maybe he's telling him God didn't love him. Amen. Oh, Paul wanted to roll over and read one more time. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Amen. It was a while. We had to get a little peace. But God will give it to us. Amen. If we'll just live for him. Amen. And just rely on him tonight. He'll never let you down. Oh, you remember in the 27th chapter of the book of Acts, the Bible said the south wind blew softly, and they supposing that had obtained their course, but it wasn't long after there arose a temperous wind called Euroclodon. Amen. The ship started coming apart. Amen. They done everything they could to try to keep that thing afloat. They undergirded, put bands around it, trying to keep her afloat. And they said, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after a long absence, Paul come up and said, fellas, be a good cheer. I just spoke to an angel. Amen. Of the God of whom I am and whom I serve. And he said, everything's going to be all right. Amen. I'm glad God will give us some assurance and some comfort that no matter what trials have come through our life, amen, He knows what we need, when we need it, and how much of it we need. Amen. Did you know Apostle Paul, my friend, one of the greatest soldiers of the cross that ever walked in this world, wrote most of the New Testament. Amen. Established all these churches. But one day, he is buffeted by a messenger of Satan. Amen. I don't know what he's telling him, but he was buffeted in his flesh. Amen. Wasn't spiritual. It was fleshly. And he got buffeted. I figured he was probably telling him, well, look, you just give your whole life for nothing. Amen. And you're sick. That's something wrong with you. I don't know what the problem was. But a lot of people guess. But I'm going to tell you something. It bothered that man. Yes, it did. And he went and prayed to God. And I believe just about figure of what he said. Lord, if you'd heal me of this affliction, I'd have a greater testimony. Amen. I could be a better preacher. I could serve you more. And didn't get an answer. I went back a second time and said, God, I'm in pain. I need your help. Lord, if you'll just touch me now, boy, people will see how powerful you are. I didn't hear nothing. And he went a third time. And it's probably, I said, now God, I'm your man. I served you. And Lord, you know, I give my life to you. And here I am with this in my flesh. Lord, what you and going to do about it? And the Bible said, God spoke and said, Paul, my grace is sufficient. Yes, sir. And this is what he's saying. He quit having a pity party. And he said, therefore will I glory in mine infirmity, that the power of God might rest upon me. And boy, you glad that God's got what we need tonight.
Amen.
To give us strength for the journey ahead. Amen. That we can just keep on and keep it on in serving Him. Amen. The Bible said this. He said, Elijah rose and ate that cake and drunk that cruse of water. Amen. And he went 40 days and 40 nights in the strength for that meat. I looked how little by that when you. Yes, sir. Brother. Amen. God has got this what we need tonight. If we just rely on His provisions. Amen. Distrust Him tonight and believe Him. He's well able to do all things. Amen. In our life. Brother, let me say this tonight. God don't owe me nothing. Don't owe you nothing. Everything we receive is just by His mercy and by His grace. Amen. I thought about a lot of times. We read about Job and the things he went through. Brother, the sorrow this man had and the things that he faced. Amen. He had trouble. All areas of his life. He lost his possessions. He lost his family. He lost his, amen, all of his that worldly goods, and then he lost his health. Amen. Amen. But I tell you what, maybe I like what this song about a while ago. And maybe somebody looked at him and say, ain't there something wrong with your life? All this thing's coming into your life. And God chastising you. Amen. How long's this going to last? He said, I don't know. What'd you do, Job? I don't know. Amen. When's it going in? I don't know. What do you know? I know my Redeemer liveth. Yes, sir. I know he's in charge tonight.
Bless it,
Lord. And I'm going to rely on his provisions. What he's got for me and for you. Amen. He didn't promise silver and gold. Amen. He didn't promise a life of luxury. Amen. He didn't promise a life without heartache and trouble. Amen. But you know where I found out I got closest to him? In them valleys that I had to go through. Hey, yes, sir. He let me shout on the mountaintop. He let me have victory. But you know what I found out? I've read this scripture many times. But you know what I found out today, y'all? Elijah was a man, powerful man, prayed down fire on the mountain. But you know what? He found out who God was down there in the desert, in the valley. A God that provides for him.
Amen.
And meet his every need. Amen. He went 40 days and 40 nights in the strength of that meat. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, God's got what we need. Amen. Did you know if we're saved by the grace of God? And we sang this song. Y'all sang it, I know. I'm a winner either way. Where I go, or where I stay. Amen. And amen. I've told you a while ago, I'm prepared to meet the Lord. Now, I've been pretty high in the spirit. Amen. I'm pretty high right now. But I ain't ready to check out. I know, sir. I ain't got that grace yet. I know, sir. I'm checking out grace. I know, sir. Amen. But I believe when the hour comes, I want the Lord to give me that I need.
Amen. I believe it.
Yes.
Yes. A preacher friend over in Rex, Georgia. Pastor church for years. Got older and sick and he retired. His wife passed away. Oh, he just kept on safely doing what he could do. Got sick, but he didn't, wouldn't go to the doctor. Amen. And went on there. He just couldn't go no more. His daughter and son-in-law got him, took him over to the old M, Renee. Run some tests on him. Hey man, got him back over there. Hey, went to the doctor's office. I walked in there with his wife, a daughter and son-in-law. And I sat there and the doctor began to talk to him and said, preacher, I said, I want to tell you something. Said, I've got some bad news. I said, you're terminal. And said, there ain't nothing we can do. And daughter broke down, began to cry. Her son-in-law began to console her. Oh, brother child just sat there with a little smile on his face. And the doctor said, preacher, do you understand what I'm telling you? Hey, man, said, you're terminal. And he looked at and said, I understand. Hey, no medicine can help me. No clinic can help me. No doctor can help me. I said, I understand that. I still had that little glow about him. And the doctor said, preacher, I said, I don't know if we understand or not. I said, what's wrong with you? I said, God. I've told people this same thing and said they passed out. I said they got hysterical. I said we had to get some healing salt and calm them down. They just went into a nervous fear and said, "You're sitting there with a smile on your face." I said, "What's wrong with you?" And Brother Charles looked at him and said, "Doctor, the same God I walked in here with is the same God I'm going to walk out with." Amen. Brother, tonight let me tell you something. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He's got the provision that we need tonight. He said, "Arise and eat. The journey you're on is too great, for you can't handle it by yourself." Hey man, you can't. There's going to be things in your life. There's going to be storms come. Hey man, I sung that song. I'm not a singer. I sung it all the way over here. Hey man, I need a thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Amen. I couldn't live without him. I wouldn't want him try. I should know that I didn't have the Lord in my life.
Yes, you
are. Amen. Let me tell you something, Nat. He's not my co-pilot.
No.
He's the one driving. He's in charge. Tonight, the prophet arose and ate and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. God's got this, what you need. Amen. Amen. You ever had to climb out of the side of the bed in the wee hours of the morning? I felt like the whole world's deserted you. Nobody cared nothing about you. And everything just piling in on you. You get out there and say, "Lord." About that time you feel a cool breeze blowing through the room. He just picks you up, wraps you up, and says, "I'm here. I got what you need. I'm going with you all the way tonight."
Bless your heart, baby.
He'll go with you even to the end of the world. Now, if you'll read that scripture and you'll memorize it, he didn't say go all ways. There's a lot of ways. He said, "I'll go all way." All way.
Yes.
That means from the start to the finish.
Right. Amen.
From the beginning to the end. Amen. You know, I used to worry about things. Amen. I drove a road for 28 years from Marietta to, amen, Rockmore. There have been times I remember right after they put the new four lane there. Amen. I come to work one morning, so give out. I went to sleep. Like to hit one of the signs right there where you turn in. Come up the Dallas old way. Amen. Just woke up and jerked her over. And you know what I realized? I said, July 26, 1953 in Rockmore, Oregon Hospital. Amen. I was born to Hal Lucille Chambers. Amen. Old Dr. Harold Golden handed me to my mom and said, "It's a boy." Goodness, punch mercy, and said, "Let's go." They've been with me all the day of my life. And go with me all the way home tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. He's all we need tonight. And he's got everything to take care of us. You don't know what you're going to face between now and the sun rising in the morning. But I sure would have left to know that he was on my side, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Amen. I hate to start from the parking lot back to Rock Mark, knowing I had to travel it by myself. He wasn't with me. He's got everything you need. He got the provisions for the journey that you're going to face ahead. Amen. I don't know. My mama died at 86, and I always said I'd like to live to 86. Amen. I like to preach. I like to leave out like old Russell did. Amen. You know what? Amen. Come to meeting and amen. Just go on and be with the Lord. He had to suffer some things before he got there. Amen. Wouldn't it be good? Wouldn't it be good just to go through a week revival? I go home and sit down and eat a big old bowl of white butter beans and cornbread and go to bed and wake up and go, wouldn't it be good to do that? You can't choose, though.
That's right. Can't do it.
You can't choose. Hey, you know, you may have to go through long months of sorrow and pain. But ain't you glad you got somebody that's going to travel with you?
Yes. Amen.
He's got provisions for you. Amen. To take us, amen, through this walks of life, through the valleys that we go through, and lead us out on the other side, and give us hope. Amen. Tonight, arise and eat what the Lord saith. And I want to ask you tonight, church, if you got something in your life, maybe a storm in your life, maybe a trial that you're facing, some trouble, and it comes from all sides. I've never seen a day like today that the devil's working as hard as he's working. Destroying our young people.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Homes broke. Kids out on drugs. Amen. Families coming all to pieces. Amen. I'm telling you, the devil's working in my family. Amen. I ain't exempt from nobody else. He's working in my family. He's working in your family. But I'm glad I got somebody to hold on to.
Amen.
I'm glad I got something that I can hold on to when the storms come in my life and the trials and the heartaches. Amen. But you know what you got to do tonight, church? He said, arise and eat. You got to receive that the Lord's got. Amen. You got to receive it. Amen. There's a lot of times that I don't understand the workings of the Lord. I don't understand what He's doing. You know, and you go through things and you don't understand. But ain't it good when He takes you up to the top of the hill unless you look back down the road and see how He worked everything together for your good and His glory.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Oh, you questioned Him a lot of times. Job questioned Him. Amen. Somebody said Job didn't. Amen. Never did question God. Yeah, he did. He said, oh, I wish I could see Him. I'd asked Him some things. And God disappeared in a whirlwind. You know what He done, John? He asked Job 63 questions. And he couldn't answer, where was you when I hung the stars? Amen. Put the seals under His thigh. Job couldn't answer. He stood there with his mouth open. Amen. And I'm glad to believe he was glad God was in control.
Yeah.
If you got a need tonight, journey on's too great. Lord's got provisions. Come with a song if you would. The Lord's got provisions for you. Amen. You can make it. I guarantee you. You can make it. If you'll just receive that the Lord has. While we're standing, Brother Teddy comes up. I want to ask you tonight, if you would. Amen. Would you just mind the Lord? You don't have to tell nobody nothing. It's victory between you and Him. But He said the journey on now is too great. You can't handle it on your own. But He made provisions for you. Come on tonight while we sing. Come on tonight. Go, come on. Come on tonight. Come on. Said, casting all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. Yeah. Amen. He wants to take control and meet your need tonight. Matthew said this, come unto me all ye that are laboring and heavy laden, and He said, I'll give you rest. He said, well, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden light, and you'll find rest for your soul. I'm glad February 2nd, 1986, He gave me rest. But I'm glad through His Word, through the Spirit that He dwells in me, I can find rest. God can meet my every need. You got a need tonight, would you bring it to Him? Come on, while He's praying. Come on. Be honest tonight. Come on.
Trust in Him who will not leave you.
Sing one other verse of song. I want to say this tonight. Job said in Job 14:1, man is born a woman a few days and full of trouble. Now you either in one of three positions right now. You've been in trouble. You're in trouble right now, or you're headed for trouble. Amen. If it was coming a tornado and the weathermen got on the TV and told you, take shelter, storm's coming.
Well, sure.
You'd believe every word to say. Amen. But listen to me tonight, folks. We gonna have problems and we gonna have troubles and we gonna have trials. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation. He didn't stop there. He said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. What I'm saying is, I'd rather be right in the will of God. Right in the center of the protection of God. When them storms do come, I'd rather be prayed up. I'd rather be right there walking in fellowship with the Lord instead of having to wait till the storms come and then try to get myself straightened out. I want to ask you, going to sing one other verse. I'm going to close that when nobody comes. But something in your life that you just look at and it's bothering you and you just can't seem to get rid of it. Don't get bigger, bigger, bigger. Why don't you bring it to the Lord and let Him take care of it? He's got provisions for you.
Yes, He does.
Amen. I like this scripture. Jesus said this. He said, Satan cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. But I've come that you might have life. And He added a little more to it.
That's right.
That you might have life more abundant.
Amen.
Most Baptists just live life, but I want abundant life, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. What about it tonight? Come on, while we sing another verse of the song.
Come it not this world's angry chair.
Come on.
That forever be decay. Sing to gain the heavenly treasure.
If your burdens have you broken down, the Savior is still there. If you cast your cares upon Him, He'll send a sweet relief. For I'm sure He cares for you and me. If He carried the weight of the world on His shoulders, gladly bore the sins of every man upon the tree, and if He bowed His head in silence there and prayed for our forgiveness, then I'm sure He cared for you and me. If He gently placed the moon and stars of His own hand, if He softly blows the sweetest breeze through a moonlit summer's eve, then I'm sure He cares for you and me. If He carried the weight of the world on His shoulders, if He gladly bore the sins of every
Skeptics whisper they've made a big mistake, that life is all but over once wedding bells have rung. But in their hearts they know the best is yet to come. In a one bedroom apartment, their tears begin to fall. What's been home for several months now will soon become too small, 'cause the news just came this morning, there's gonna be a son. They cry and tell each other the best is yet to come. Two young boys run in the backyard in a game of seek and hide. Then they're off and gone to college in the twinkling of an eye. Their room's so dark and silent in a few short years to come. Love and laughter of granddaughters and grandsons.